I'm not going to like call you out here, like, but he had 19 carries on Monday night, and Charbonnet had 4. Like, it is okay. Already that. So, but
when he's healthy, when he's not healthy all of a sudden,
I don't
know. He hasn't practiced 2 days in a row.
It's hard to tell. Like, let's put it this way. We're recording this Thursday night. If Ken Walker is a full participant or whatever on Friday, like, who knows how these teams do this stuff. But if he's ready to rock and roll, I'm rolling Ken Walker on Sunday. Like, but that's just me.
But that's the thing, is that if he practiced healthy all week, which he did last week, didn't sit out any practices, 100% participant, he got 19 carries. If you go back to look at other weeks, he's banged up with a groin, a knee, now a shoulder. I would rather play somebody who I know for sure is going to get 85 to 90% of the carries rather than a guy who I just don't know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Right. Like, and I don't think that they're going to, I just don't see Kenneth Walker getting 19 carries again this week.
Yeah.
So I like him as a player. I would love it if Charbonnet didn't exist. Right. Like, if Charbonnet was hurt, I'd be all over. But it's just a thing for me. I would rather go to Connor.
Is there any value plays like below 5K that I'm missing here? Like, Jim, you're really good at seeing these out.
Chuba Hubbard is mispriced. He's had, if you go back and look at his carries over the last few weeks, and I have no idea. Look, obviously they suck, right? Like, we know that they're very bad. The one guy who's actually producing, though, is Chuba Hubbard. You know, he's gotten the last 3 weeks in a row, 22, 23, 25 carries. I at $5,700, it's wildly mispriced, right? Devin Singletary has basically now taken over the bell cow row.
I just don't like that matchup, dude.
No, I don't like the matchup either, so that's why I would rather play Chuba. If we're talking about the other side of that Arizona game, I have some interest if we're talking about a guy you're willing to gamble on some timeshare stuff in Roshan Johnson. $4,800. He has kind of emerged as the passing down back. Okay. And I don't think that, you know, I don't think anybody here thinks that Chicago is going to be blowing anybody out. Right. So, you know, he's getting some attempts, right. But like last week, 4 catches for 24 yards. He's had multiple 4 catch games. He's had a 3 catch game at 4,800. It's not the greatest play in the world, but like, I definitely think it's interesting, especially in a much larger field. And then the other one that you got to look at is Tajay Spears. You know, what do we think about Derrick Henry? You know, if he's not the same Derrick and he really looks like he's aging, if he doesn't get those 2 touchdowns every game, he's getting those like 3 points, right?
Yeah.
So I think that Tajay Spears is a really, really interesting play. I would prefer him if Levis played. I don't know if Levis is going to play or not. Sounds like he might.
He didn't practice today.
You know, but I would still probably take a shot on Tajay Spears. I'm probably going to play him in like 1 or 2 lineups, just in like a larger, the like $12 single entry that has like, you know, 10, 15,000 people in it. I think that's interesting for sure.
I do think just last person. I mean, we didn't sort of talk about him because he's going to be uber chalk, but I do think Ty Chandler's a good play. The guy looked really freaking good and pretty much overtook Madison for that starting position, whether Madison plays or not. And he's going to get 20 plus touches on Sunday.
I would prefer it if Madison was just ruled out.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
But you know,
that's all I got from there.
All right, let's move on to receiver.
All right, is Tyreek going to break the slate or what?
Yes, I think so. I think he could have played last week if he wanted to. I think McDaniels
there was a tweet that was like, this guy's backflipping in warm-ups.
Yeah, he's fine. He's playing. They're just like, take a week off. But
look who they play.
He was confident last week. And he goes, take the week off. The Dallas game's way more important to us. Be ready for that to absolutely torch.
So he's got three full games.
On Tyreek, like 50% of lineups.
3 games to get 460 yards.
this Dallas defense is predicated on trying to jump balls and make big plays.
Yeah.
If Tyreek puts one fucking double move on anyone on that Dallas defense, they're done. And they're going to try to send double, triple coverage to him, and I don't think it's going to matter because Dallas and Dan Quinn, he likes to play man coverage. He likes to blitz. He likes to run faux cover twos, and Tyreek is just going to absolutely eat in this game. I'm all the way in on Miami on this side, and yeah,
I think I'm with you. I think you need 40 from Tyreek, obviously, to like really hit value, and yeah. I think he absolutely gets there. Potentially.
The problem is if he hits 40 and you don't have Tyreek, or if he even hits 35 or 30, what's he gonna be Tyreek, right? It's a problem.
Like 10-15%.
Okay, so I might be like 80% Tyreek.
Yeah. I mean, there's just like we were just talking about it. We've got Chuba Hubbard getting, you know, 20-25 carries a week at 5,700. There's all kinds of value out there, right? There's huge value at tight end, I think, this week for the way that these guys are priced. Some of these tight ends that are getting wide receiver one volume are priced like wide receiver threes.
But it's right? Like not even that. Like we saw this last season and the season before. At this point in the season, the best players were getting over 11, or they're over $11,000 to have them in your line.
Yeah.
We're not seeing players even go over 10K this year. You got Tyreek at 9,600, and this guy might break the receiving record. So at 9,600, I know it looks expensive, but if you know DraftKings pricing over the years, 9,600 is cheap. And that's what we see with McCaffrey every week. If you've got McCaffrey under 10K, you play him. And I think Tyreek's in that same boat.
100%. All right. Scrolling on down here, I think one of my favorite plays of the week is St. Brown. We talked about it with Goff. They're indoors against Minnesota. That short to intermediate throws that Goff gets off, he's a very instinctive wide receiver. He finds those gaps in the zones, and Goff is good at getting him the ball, right? So, you know, we know Brian Flores is going to blitz a ton. Fantastic. He's going to blitz probably, I think they're the highest blitz percentage so far in the NFL this year. He is an absolute blitz beater. Doesn't have to throw the ball far down the field to be effective. Great run after the catch. I don't know why he's only 8,200. He should be closer to 9,000 with CD. It's weird to say somebody is mispriced at 8,200, but I think that he's mispriced at 8,200.
Mm-hmm. Don't disagree.
Evans, could I interest you guys in some Mike Evans this week?
Always.
I
future Hall of Famer Mike Evans.
He really hurt me last week, and I'm going right back to the well.
Yeah, he's a guy like this year with Baker. Godwin had it for his first good week in a long time last week, but so did Evans, right? So he's a guy like Cooper where I'm just going to keep going back to and keep playing him until it burns me, which I don't think it's going to. He's not going to be highly owned. He's coming out at positive leverage. There's no reason not to play Mike Evans this week, in my opinion.
I like Mike Evans a lot. I also like right there is Pittman. I know he's not like healthy, but like, dude,
He had a minor concussion scare. He was full contact today in practice. Like that few tackle will be gone tomorrow.
Dude, he was on pace. I was watching that game. He was just getting peppered with targets early on until that. Like he was gonna have like 15 targets in that game.
Oh yeah, it was like Olave tonight. Where like where you're like, dude, is Olave gonna have like 17 catches? He had 4 catches on the first drive.
Yeah.
And then, you know, he had a good night tonight. I think he would have been kind of the same thing last week. I'm bummed that he got hurt because I had a fair amount of them. But, yeah, I'm with you on Pittman. There's a lot of expensive wide receivers that I like this week, which is why I was focusing more at running back on the lower-end guys. Lower-end, paying them down on running back, paying down at quarterback, paying down at tight end, and just jamming the high-priced wide receivers is – my favorite builds that I've looked at so far this week.
That's why I'm saying, like, kind of strategy-wise, I'm going down at quarterback, down at tight end as much as I can, down at defense, and I'm trying to get as much running back receiver here because
just there.
I just there's so many good players in that like mid to high. We don't, I mean, outside of Tyreek, we don't have like a week where we're talking McCaffrey, Tyreek, Cup at 9K. Like, there's not like a bunch of guys, but like you can fit three of these guys in your lineup easily. You know,
yeah, no problem.
So it's like just mixing and matching. I think DJ Moore is a really good play at 6,900 for Arizona.
Oh yeah, like 100%.
I like him a lot. So yeah, man, receiver is going to be crazy this week. Joe, anyone in this like above 6K that you're just dead set on?
Amari Cooper, going with Flacco. He's at 6,400. This is the highest you will see
the explosion
ever. He just lives between 5,800 and 6,500 every season. He's peaking, and the 6,400 is probably going to draw people off the ownership. I mean, Jim can confirm that for me, but line me up some Amari Cooper this week with Joe Flacco. That's an easy build.
Dude, it's just it's literally just like every week. He continues to get the volume, and he's going to be 8 to 10% owned. Same thing this week.
And he gets to play in Houston in a good environment, which is not common in the AFC North.
Like, I think that a lot of the times, I think over the years that I've found out and why I've started becoming more and more successful is, like, don't try and galaxy brain yourself into, like, playing these guys. That, like, that's my main – that was, like, my main argument. I mean, that's, like, the going back to, like, the Kenneth Walker thing. Like, I can guess on some things. I know for a fact that certain guys are just going to get the volume. Amari Cooper is going to get the volume. And, like, he's going to continue to get the volume. And it's, like, outrageous volume. And, again, it's weird to talk about guys that are mispriced in, like, the 6,000s. But, again, why is Amari Cooper not the same price as Michael Pittman and Mike Evans? He should – Amari Cooper should be $7,500. And he's 64. So, like – just jam those guys into your lineup, right? And it shows, too. The simulation, I mean, he's 8% owned. He's popping up in the optimal lineup 18 to 19% of the time. I mean, like, what are we talking about here, you know? So it's like, I can't get enough of Amari Cooper this week. Exactly. There's another guy that I don't know if you guys will like that I'm going to play a lot of. And it scares me a little bit, but again, he's literally the only guy getting targets on the team, and it's Garrett Wilson. He's playing the Commanders. The Commanders are terrible.
Reminds me of
Trevor Siemian, Trevor Siemian.
You can't at 50. If look, that in my mind, Garrett Wilson's properly priced based on who's throwing him the ball. Right, but at 5,800 for a guy that's going to get that volume, I'll take a shot. I'm more than happy to do that, especially over a guy like Terry McLaurin, who had his first fucking good game, and the Jets have like a really good pass defense. That's like the best part of their defense, and now McLaurin is coming in at like 20% owned.
But look, Terry McLaurin, like, literally the week before, like on comment on the press, he goes, yeah, I'm just doing cardio out there. And then the next week, he gets 12 targets, 6 catches, 141 yards, a touchdown, right?
But it didn't happen until Brissett came in.
I'll say this. Right. I'll play Garrett Wilson if Zach Wilson plays. If it's Trevor Siemian, I will have 0% Jets on any of my teams, and that includes defense. They've completely quit on Saleh. Everyone else, I'm out.
I'm playing a fair amount of Garrett Wilson regardless. I'll have more if Zach Wilson's playing.
I wish you the best of luck, my friend.
Hey, I will probably need it.
Keep scrolling down.
Is it? I mean, I think that I really hope that he plays, but I really like Noah Brown as a run back in my Brown stacks.
He got me again. It's paid last week. Yep. I'm in.
Yep, 100%. It's just a guy that, again, people don't know who he is. So when they're scrolling DraftKings, people are like, Noah Brown, like, who the fuck is that? Like, I'm not playing that guy
with the Q tag. Yeah,
100%. And then and as much as I like Drake London, like, they see Drake London for $100 less, that's where they're just gonna click, like, 99% of the time, right? Mm-hmm. They're going to go down and click Curtis Samuel again against the best thing that the Jets do, which is defend the pass, right? So yeah, I'm Noah Brown is a guy that I have a tremendous amount of interest in. Nico Collins did practice. I really don't care.
I think that, okay,
that, you know, now that Tank Dell's out, as long as Noah Brown is active, I will have quite a bit of him. And again, I think he should probably be priced up closer to 6,000, not at 5,200.
If Jaden Reed is going, I'm going for it. Again, the guy's the clear alpha number one receiver in Green Bay.
You know who's turning in to their number two receiver is Dontavian Wicks.
100%. I hope Christian Watson doesn't play.
For 2 weeks in a row now, Dontavian Wicks has run the second most routes on the team. He's been targeted the second most amount of time on the team.
Here's kind crazy. Of like a
he scored one touchdown this year, and he's playing.
Here's kind of a random bold call. If Jaden Reed doesn't play, I'll have probably 100% Dontavian Wicks.
Me too, 100%.
There's no reason not to do it at 4,300. But I like Jaden Reed a lot. He's the best. He's the best receiver on that team.
I'm 100% naming our elf on the shelf, Dontavian, you said?
Dontavian Wicks.
Jim,
I'm 100% naming the shelf Dontavian.
I don't think it's great for YouTube, so we'll share with you after the fact that insight.
Did Joey go shopping in the clearance section and buy an elf on the shelf?
It was a gift.
No.
Brandon
Cooks at 4,900?
South of the border?
Nope.
Brandon Cooks at 4,900, I think, is a fantastic, especially some sort of value in that game. He's the guy. He is the Gabe Davis of the Dallas Cowboys.
Ooh,
he can get zero or he can score 25. And he's the ultimate GPP play. I like him a lot. Again, I think people are just going to go click Drake London, Curtis Samuel, stuff like that. I think another guy that I was just like kind of down on that's starting to emerge in that offense is Jaxon Smith-Njigba.
Hell yeah, dude. I've been on him all year. The guy is so good.
Well, he just wasn't getting enough snaps. So like they're actively going away from Lockett, and he's now playing in two wide receiver sets. So like the fact that we can do that is
he's fantastic. Like the guys are awesome.
And $4,500. I have some interest and I'll take a few stabs at him. He's only going to be like 3-4% owned. So like that's fine with me.
Absolutely. If Zay Jones is a go, again, kind of depends on T-Law's health there, but again, the price is just too cheap.
What about your guy right there?
Who's that?
The Gabe Davis of the Cleveland Browns. Elijah Moore. Oh,
Elijah Moore. Yeah, I got him on here too.
I mean, if you're going to play 100% Flacco, you got to get different at some point.
The majority of my lineups will have Cooper and Njoku, but I do have some interest in Moore and Njoku. I think like a skinny stack with just Moore, and you just kind of build out like massive, you know, builds around that. I think all those are good.
Well, I think that like you can do like skinny stack Moore and Noah Brown together in like your Miami stack, right? And run it back with Cooks. Then you're getting cheap there. I found myself playing a lot of four wide receiver lineups this week. I even like a couple of double tight end lineups. We'll get to that in a little bit. Someone said his name. Are we lighting the torch this week?
Someone said his name.
No, I'm going full running game for the cards this week.
Oh, okay.
Well, you said his name. I thought you were all ready to rock.
No, I just know it's Vinny's guy. So when you were like, you got in the area, and I was like, the torch?
I know.
So what about he fucked everybody last week, right? And everyone's just making fun of him. What about playing Darnell Mooney at 3,300?
Hold on.
3,300.
before we get down there, I like Jameson Williams at 3,700. I know, but he's getting the number two snaps.
I actually don't have a problem with that. Snaps. And here's why. Because if he hits, he's going to hit big. He is a full on GPP type guy, right? Like at that price, you want a 60-yard touchdown.
I love seeing Tyreek Hill and Jameson Williams right next to each other.
He is getting more targets and he's getting more playing time and slowly starting to cut into Reynolds and
Not slowly. Like it's big time. Like
that's what I'm saying. He's cutting into those guys.
But he is the number two receiver now.
So I'm fine with that.
Like, he's not, Joey.
Mm-hmm. I mean, outside of LaPorta. Okay. So it's Amon-Ra, it's LaPorta, then it's Jameson Williams.
But like no longer is it like he's gonna get one shot a game on six plays. Like he is playing a lot. So if you think Goff is awesome, he's a guy that you can throw in there as a one-off. And like you said, Jim, if you're playing him a lot, let's say Goff in five lineups, throw Jameson and LaPorta in one and like leave St. Brown out. And you know what I mean? Or go Jameson, Williams, and Gibbs, right? And hope that Goff's touchdowns come off of a screen and like a massive 70-yard bomb. Because I think he can't hit for sure. He's very similar, like you were saying last week, except he's actually a decent quarterback, like your Gibson play.
Yeah.
The same kind of guy. You know what I mean? Yep.
Yeah, Jamie's on this week. Just saying. All right. Jim, you like Mooney?
I just think it's interesting. I think it's interesting.
I'm a big Jake Bobo guy, but hey, not yet. Soon.
He sucks. Soon,
don't you worry. Don't you fucking worry.
All right, tight ends.
The all white team represent tight end. All right.
Great.
Well, for me, I'm going to try to pay up a lot this week at tight end. And that's what makes
it. Well, the nice part is you don't even have to pay up that much.
You really don't. I mean, LaPorta is very obviously a very, very good play, but freaking Trey McBride, dude, is elite.
He's going to be owned. Okay, 18 to 24%, but showing up in the optimal 26% of the time. Jeez. So, like, I mean, you could see it, especially, and I think that a lot of that comes from Marquise Brown being out. And he re-aggravated his heel, the guy that's just perpetually injured. I know he's Kyler's boy, but he's just not very good.
The new Michael Thomas.
He is 100% the new Michael Thomas. Dude, he's going to be in the NFL. He's going to be in the NFL for another like 10 years. And people are going to be like, oh yeah, Marquise, like Hollywood Brown, blah, blah, blah. And he just
actually,
like,
I take that back. You know who he is? Cause he's not faking the injury necessarily. He is your guys' old boy that I hate his guts. Who's the guy I absolutely despise who you both always wanted to play? He's out of the league. No one knows why. He's like 26 years old. He should still be playing football.
Oh, the dude for the Texans?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
he's Will Fuller, dude.
Will Fuller.
Yep. He is Will Fuller. Everyone was like so enamored with this guy who made like a few big plays or had like one good year.
Hey, the Chiefs should go find where Will Fuller is and see if they can get like 3 weeks of production out of him.
I mean, you might as well. I mean, it's not like he's going to drop passes and make mistakes.
No, I think Will Fuller might be in the trap house. They looked him up.
All right. Anyways.
I think.
What is it?
I think,
isn't Njoku going to be owned quite a bit? I don't
12%.
Care.
10 to 12%.
Okay. Njoku.
Not enough to matter. I really like the other side of that game, especially if even if Nico Collins plays. I think Schultz is a really nice play at 4,600. What the hell? My dog is making some weird
noise. Oh, I was gonna say, I thought I heard someone's kid yelling. No,
that was my dog.
No, I like Schultz. I like Schultz as well. And Jimmy, you talk about him every week, but I think Kadon's a fine play as your pay down this week.
I don't know why. Like, he hasn't been like putting up like crazy games, but like he's getting the targets, and like 3,300 is like way too cheap. Yeah. Just way too cheap.
He's just not quite as consistent, I would say, as some of those other guys, but that's fine.
No, yeah.
3,300 doesn't burn you,
No, 100% doesn't burn you.
Joe, anyone else we missed?
No, not really.
Chig
covered it.
Chig?
Yeah, getting Chiggy with it. I always got him in my player pool.
I know, but he never does anything.
Oh, you talked about your boy. Sorry, one guy to mention. Like you mentioned him at the beginning, but if you're playing Heinicke, I'm playing Kyle Pitts.
Ew. Yeah,
like, I want the big play tight end to go.
I'd rather play Jonnu.
No.
What about Cordell?
Dude, Pitts fucking sucks, no. Dude.
Cordell.
He has Cordero. A quarterback who can't throw the football.
I dropped Pitts from my year-long fantasy in like week 12, and nobody picked him up because he fucking sucks, dude.
How'd that work out for you last week when I knocked?
My tight end got more points than anyone.
I just wanted to throw that back.
Pitts just does nothing. He's a worthless sack.
Sub 3K defenses. Who you on? Jim's dealing with a cat problem or a rodent problem. Something's going on.
No,
there.
my dog had to take piss.
Oh, okay. Hmm. Sub 3KD.
My cat's fine.
Panthers.
Who do you love?
End it. 2,400, bottom of the barrel. Who the fuck are the Packers?
Yeah, I'm fine with that, honestly. I'll play some Panthers this week. I think a lot of people are going to play the Bucks. Look at that ownership. 16%. All right, so I won't be playing the Bucks. I'll play the Titans, 100%.
I don't mind the Titans.
I know that everyone's enamored with, you know, I'm really happy that the Seahawks beat the Eagles, and apparently they think there's some massive, like, powerhouse now. But, yeah, going across country, playing in Tennessee, yeah, I'm all about the Titans at 2,600. They were my initial first one that I took a look at and wanted to go to this week, so. Especially if Geno plays.
I mentioned my player pool is going to be very specific this week, and I'll probably be 70-80% Dolphins defense. I think the Dolphins absolutely smack Dallas again. We've seen this story over and over again. We heard MVP talk out of Dak in the last month. He's on the road against a good team. The Dolphins are going to absolutely rock Dallas's world here. And I think Dak throws multiple picks. Fangio is going to bottle this thing up. And Dak and the Cowboys are slowly going to slip into the abyss once again of the playoff picture.
All right. I like that. I don't mind that one bit.
Bold calls. What do we got?
Jimbo.
I got a good one. Chuba Hubbard, 30-plus points. I'd say that's pretty bold.
Yeah, that's very bold.
That's Chuba?
Bold.
I got a little maple syrup on it today.
Dude, do you want a second one in there to kind of hedge or get a second one?
I don't need the hedge, but my second
one. I'm just telling you guys. So.
Okay. Well, my second bold call will be Vinny's favorite play of the week, and I'll say that Garrett Wilson goes for 25 plus.
Jeez. Oh, all right.
James Conner. I think James Conner has us a 30-point game. He's at 5,900, so we need 24 for 4X, which means I think James Conner has a 5X week, 2-touchdown, multi-touchdown game, couple catches, 100-yard rushing. I think James Conner is giving people a reason to give him a roster spot next year that's not on the Cardinals.
Chuba?
Starting running back.
Chuba and James?
Chuba. You like Scuba?
Chuba and James Conner, 57 and 5,900. You put those two in your lineup, it allows you to basically do anything else.
Especially when you add in the third running back here, and I know Jim's going to get all butthurt over this one, but Kenneth freaking Walker goes for 150 and multiple scores here in this matchup.
He better do it on 10 carries.
You know, dude, my bold call the week is
19 touches left. I don't know what you're talking about. And you know the final, hold on, Joe Flacco's thrown for 4 touchdowns this week.
I have a bigger Joe Flacco bold call. I'm going to play Joe Flacco in 100% of my lineups on Sunday.
No, you're not. Why?
Lock it in.
Winners win.
I don't believe you. You are not going to play him in 100% of the
time. So good.
Joe Flacco, 4 touchdowns.
Joe
Flacco. The Maker winner. It's happening.
That's I don't even know what to say to that.
Joe Flacco's elite.
That's just get a Flacco, Walker, Chuba, Connor lineup.
Dude, if Joe Flacco wins a Super Bowl with the Browns, he will be enshrined forever.
Well, that's
dude,
great.
I don't
know.
The AFC is absolutely destroyed, and the Browns have a D.
They do.
Surprise, man.
You got to have a D to win.
Surprised.
Big D.
If I take down 4 figures next week, this Sinatra Rat Pack picture is going to be just a framed Joe Flacco picture.
No, dude, you should take that Sinatra picture and just fucking frame your head.
You won't get a Flacco.
I still like this. I'm just going to move it.
You won't get a Flacco tat.
with elite right over the top.
If I win 6 figures, I'll get a Flacco tattoo.
5 figures. 5 figures.
No. Because that's like 10 grand's not unattainable. If it goes 6 figures.
50.
50K plus, you get a tattoo.
I need.
Doesn't have to be big. Doesn't have to be big.
It's forever. Dude.
So what?
Dude, it could be just the face of Joe on your ass cheek, dude. How many?
It doesn't
people
even have to be that. It could just be like elite QB or something. It could be a little cryptic.
With just his eyes. Yeah. Like with just his eyes.
Okay, if I win 50 grand, I'll get Flacco's number. What number is it?
What number is it? 19.
5. Come on, you fucking idiots. You don't
have to see him. I can see him rocking like 19.
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah.
He's 15 right now.
I'm fine, dick. All right.
He was 5 forever. Sorry.
50K. I'll get 15 tatted on me. That, you
and with a little elite underneath it.
Okay. It doesn't. There's no specifications on how big or anything like that.
No, no. Just like this big, Vinny. Vinny, and then just like,
okay,
like, three inches by 3 inches.
Do we have
just
a
like a little
challenge?
Yeah, is there any boot challenges this week?
Jimmy, Indy versus Atlanta.
We don't care about the game.
Does that mean?
Yeah, let's say
a boot challenge.
Let's say Kenneth Walker. I don't think he scores over 20 points.
If he scored over 20 points, Jimmy does a boot.
Yeah, I'll do a boot if he scores over 20.
Ooh,
done.
What else can we call out?
Well, hold on. He's got to play. Like, if he doesn't play.
Whoa, no. Now you're putting Stippy. He was your bold call.
He has to play the game.
Why would you make a bold call for somebody who's not going to play?
Didn't make a second bold. He didn't make a second
bold. I think he's fine, but if he's, like, inactive or something, it doesn't count.
Yeah, Vinny, you're balking.
Because if someone's taken our fantasy advice and the guy's inactive and they just don't take him out of their lineup because of my bold call.
No, you're like a pitcher, but you're like a pitcher in Major League Baseball before the pitch clock right now. You just keep fucking picking off to first base.
You've been lubing up Kenneth Walker the whole time, and at the end,
boot it up 20 points. I'm gonna laugh my ass off when you're chugging next week.
I'd be more than happy to do it. So you know. It's no skin off my back.
Christmas. Boots happening on Christmas Day, by the way.
Better get those lips ready, freak. All right.
That's fine. I'll do a boot on Christmas. I don't give a fuck. I'll live stream it.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Good luck. Let's hope for 50K. Flacco, the tattoos in your hands.
Turn the boot. 100% of lineups. Flacco.
Life is in your hands, dude.